Star Joys, which we celebrate usually Sunday in the fall, and then another one in the springtime, is to welcome new members into our congregation. That is what we're also doing this morning. It's always a joy to have new people come join us and become a part of our life. So in order to introduce them to you and give you a chance to welcome them, as well as to have them formally join with us after conversations that Sherry and I have had some very enjoyable ones, I'm going to read the names of those who are here and ask if they will come forward and just stand here facing me. I'm going to ask Sherry Woolsey, our membership coordinator, to join me as well. This morning, we're very pleased to welcome Steve Press, Jillian Hinkle, Jamie Hinkle, Karen Murray, Kevin Murray, Gordon Eddington, Crystal Cassidy, Jim Bashuba, and Gordy Calkins. If those folks will come and just come to the front, please. Yeah, good morning, all of you. We got a member in training here too, right?
This is Sam.
Sam, how you doing, buddy? Of course, I just want to say it's a joy to welcome all of you into our congregation today. It's the lifeblood of any congregation, of the new people who come into it and bring their energies and their commitment to the folks who've already been here. So we look forward to having each of you be a part of our life. I'm going to ask that after the service, we have this ceremony here when the service is over with. I know John wants you guys, and I'll join you to go out and get your picture taken. Then we'll come through and do our usual pass-through into the coffee hour. And as we do, those of you who would like to join me as well, so the people there can also meet and greet you afterwards. So that's the drill. Service fins, picture, greet new members. Everybody got that? Okay. All right. I'm going to let Sherry Woolsey, our membership coordinator, introduce these people to you. If you'd like to turn around and face the congregation, Sherry will let these folks know who you are.
Good morning. I am so excited. I've never done this before, so if my voice shakes, just forgive me. I'm going to start on the end down here with Kevin and Karen Murray. They live in Nashua with their two sons, Samuel and Adam, and Samuel is with them. He's a little shy. Kevin is a database administrator for the Oracle program with Healthcare Dialogue in Manchester. Karen is a corporate trainer with Wyeth Pharmaceuticals in Andover, Massachusetts. Something interesting about them, they have hiked almost the entire Appalachian Trail, with the exception of New Hampshire to Maine, which they want to do when the boys get older. Fred, they are on your list. I saw you earlier. They're on your list. They are both very close to their extended family who do live here in the area, both New Hampshire and Northern Massachusetts. And actually, Kevin was raised as a Unitarian Universalist. And he lost touch with it, though, when he turned 16 and started playing hockey. They decided last fall that they wanted to have their sons have a religious background, so they came here. They're very excited to be a part of our community, and they hope to make it a foundation for their family. Next to them, we have Jim Kashuba and Gordy Calkins. They live up in Auburn with their dog, Zephyr. Gordy is a coordinator for the homeless program down in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Gordy's the tall one. Jim is an art teacher at Hopkinton High. Did I get that correct? I did. When they aren't working, Gordy enjoys hiking, canoeing, singing, and yes, Jed, he does plan to join the choir at some point. He said just give him a little bit of time. He is very interested in that.
Time's up. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Jim also enjoys hiking, gardening, painting acrylic landscapes, and doing landscape design. And no, Jed, Jim isn't considering the choir, I'm sorry.
Give us a shot.
They are very active members of the Peaked Hill Trust that is part of the National Seashore on Cape Cod. They enjoy spending time down there in the summers. Next to them, we have Jillian and Jamie Hinkle, who live here in Nashua with their two children, Jackson, who is 7, and Darcy, who is 5. Jillian is the executive director of the Nashua Community Music School. Jamie is a product manager at PC Connections. In addition to playing the flute, which we all enjoyed this morning, Jillian is a very avid reader. She said it's to the point that she will get distracted in the middle of something because she sees that there's reading. So she is very excited to join a book club. Karen, if you have room, maybe, I don't know, or Pat will do, I think. Yeah, Pat. I'm sorry, Karen does the knitting. She's interested. My mistake. Jamie enjoys vegetable gardening, summer softball, and he's also a Red Sox fan. He enjoys sports so much that he is the commissioner of his own fantasy football league. I don't know anything about that, so I don't know if that means he's in his own world or if there's people there with him. One of his very favorite things to do is to entertain friends on the weekends with food and sports. And he said if they don't have anybody over, he actually gets nervous. So they are looking forward to making a lot of friends. That Jamie has more company on the weekends to feed and entertain. They also came to our church because we share the same values they do, and if they want to reinforce those values with their children. Next to them is Steve Press. Steve was downsized a few years ago from his job in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and he decided to come out here because he had family and friends in the Boston area. Lucky for him, and I am just amazed, he found a job. Which I think is awesome. He is the director of Child Adolescent Services at the Greater Nashua Mental Health Center at Community Council. You try saying that fast. Steve grew up and then raised his two daughters in the Jewish faith, but he grew dissatisfied with it. He was encouraged to explore his spirituality by his girlfriend, Ellen, who still lives in Michigan but does come out once a month to spend time with him. And the final push to come here and check us out came when his close friend in Connecticut and then also a co-worker suggested that he give Unitarian Universalism a try. They both thought that he would like it, and it turns out they were right. He has found that our church speaks to him with an open mind and an open heart. He is looking forward to becoming more involved in the congregation. On the end here, we have Gordon Eddington and his fiancée, Crystal Cassidy. A lot of you probably know Gordon. He is Steve and Michelle Clark. He is the PK. Preacher's kid. I was teasing him about that. They do live here in Nashua, and they share ownership of Dakota, which is the Eddington family dog. Crystal is a preschool teacher at the Toll House Preschool in Merrimack. Gordon is a structural engineer for a firm in Bedford, New Hampshire. They are planning a June 2010 wedding here at our church when Crystal isn't busy with preparations for the wedding. And I did warn Gordon, now it's all about her and he's out of the picture. But when she's not busy planning for the wedding, she enjoys cooking, baking, Anya, okay, and shopping. She's also learning how to play Ultimate Frisbee, which is one of Gordon's favorite hobbies. Gordon also enjoys cooking, but he shared with me that they've learned they cannot cook together. They are not compatible that way. their styles are totally different. In addition to Ultimate Frisbee, Gordon is very enthusiastic about sports, as if we didn't know that growing up in Steve's house. So it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. He is a diehard Red Sox and Patriots fan.
We all wouldn't fall too far from the
I would like to welcome you all and thank you.
Well, in addition to your applause, I'm going to invite you to ceremonially welcome these folks as well. If you would stand and look at the congregational response from new members in your order of service. I invite the members of our congregation to join with me as we say together, as members of the Unitarian Universal Church of
Nashville, we welcome you to be a part of our life, in worship, in fellowship, in learning, and in serving. We ask you to join with us in maintaining a liberal religious presence in the community. We are delighted that you are with us. May we grow together in love,
We're not quite done with you folks yet. Now, my Laurie Goodman will also come as the president of our congregation and join Sherry and I as we welcome people in. We invite you to sign our membership book and receive a certificate.
Give you hers, so you're taking it.
Once again, a welcome to our new group.